live from the Kumia studio in beautiful Midtown Manhattan comes the show that gives you a reason to live. And it's where the truth is still true. Hi, how are you? It's a little video at the front. Yeah, enjoy. I hope you liked it. If you missed it, then watch it later. I'm joined here by Thomas Palladino. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Pat.
We have stories of crime, and we have pretty much a packed audience here tonight. Hey, everybody.
Oh,
whoops, not my hat.
Oh, no.
No, don't worry. I got it. You're not a hat fetcher. Here we go. Look at that. Who knows? Maybe I'll put that on later. Where is this? Oh, my God. Arizona, man accused of killing a woman. The same day, got out of jail. How about that? Got out of an Arizona prison. His name is David James Bohart. Arrested at a hotel Friday on suspicion of second-degree murder and the death of Marika L. Jones. What was he doing in a hotel with someone named Marika? What do you think?
Probably nothing good.
Yeah, probably. I mean, everything
drugs?
Good. Maybe.
Maybe everything good. Actually.
Got out of prison and she gave me some shit, so I had to kill her. Mm. Obviously, there's times when you have to kill somebody. And the day you get out of prison is as good as any, right? I mean, what's the difference?
Maybe he really liked prison.
Maybe he did. Maybe they get institutionalized.
Some of them do.
Let's see, he's released after how long? 3-year sentence for possession of dangerous drugs, possession of use or dangerous drugs. He doesn't look like a killer. I mean, like, he looks... This is one of those weird ones where the guy just looks, like, so normal, you know? And, you go, he does not look like prison material at all, yeah.
Looks like a more roided-out Aaron Burr, perhaps.
Oh, you think more roided out? I think subtract the roids, and you get this guy. Is that mic on over there? What is that mic on?
It is now.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, that's.
Should
hobby.
I say my point again, or?
What did you say? I forget.
He looks like a more roided out Aaron Berg.
No, I'm telling you, a less roided out Aaron Berg.
Well, more cut, perhaps. I hate to say that to Aaron,
definition.
But
wait, now you can't even see his body. You just see this. That's the shirt he decided to wear his first day out.
Murder shirt.
Yeah, that's. I'm putting on my murder shirt.
I said sky blue.
God damn it.
Like
aquamarine, bitch.
His skull is cut. Do you understand? Like his
jawline
has definition. That's
comes
insane.
To a point. He's got a pointy head.
How do you work the skull? What day is skull day, I wonder?
You'd have to ask Bo Jackson. He was pretty good at that shit, too.
Bo Jackson's skull?
Yes.
He worked his... Oh, okay. I can see if you can pull up a picture of Bo Jackson's skull. We'll see how good it is. He's only 34. He's here in Maine, too. Yeah, so he's so young. So young.
So young.
Such a tragedy. This man would be locked up. I mean, a man identifying himself as a lawyer from out of state called police Wednesday with information about a possible killing at the home. At the home? I thought I said he was at a hotel. Oh, he went to a hotel. There was a killing at the home. So he didn't kill her at the hotel.
He killed her at the house.
Yeah, I killed her at the house, and I went to a hotel.
Relax. You got to relax after that. He was getting room service or something.
Well, you want to live it up your last day. I'm sure it was a very nice place. Learn issues for his rights. He failed to check into his court ordered. He said, hey, Jesus Christ. He didn't go to his treatment facility. It was court ordered.
He's busy murdering people.
I guess so. Hard to murder and then go to some kind of fucking rehab.
Yeah. Is that the only reason why he got caught? Was because he didn't show up?
I think it was the lawyer calling that did it. I mean, maybe that hadn't filtered down to the rehab yet. Probably called his lawyer and said, man, I fucked up.
Lawyer's like,
I have to call the police. I mean, that's... We might be scumbags, but we do have to do certain things. Lawyers are not all, you know, bad people. How did that get started that lawyers suck so much? Because they come around and they trick poor people out of their stuff or something?
I don't know. I mean, I've had good experiences with lawyers. They've been very helpful to me.
He's been in prison before for, you need him sometimes.
You do? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you have something that goes wrong, you need a lawyer.
You kill a whore?
Yeah. Especially.
She might not have been a whore.
Probably.
Even in colonial America, there were certain settlements that banned the mere existence and settlement of lawyers.
Really?
Colonial America.
Back in the good old days, exactly.
They said there was... that's when everything used to be pretty good back in the colonial days.
That's a no-shitter. Mm,
it was like you killed an Indian, nobody made such a big fucking deal out of it.
Right!
Yeah, exactly.
Am I right?
You remember those... You cut their hands off, that's expected, you know? I wonder if there's... How come if all these Indians got their hands cut off, there's not a lot of depictions of handless Indians? And furthermore, why are they crying about litter when they should be crying about having no hands.
No hands. Yeah.
They should be crying about helicopter rides. Am I right?
What happened?
Apache what? Something, right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. All of the military helicopters are named after Native Indians. American tribes.
But they like that. But that's actually like an honor for them. They actually enjoy that. Yeah.
So when, I don't know, school bosses dismiss parents as racist when they complain about an adult asylum seeker enrolling as a 15-year-old. He was from Iran. He's Iranian. Okay. Exposed as an adult after classmates accused him of being 30. That's an accusation there.
Look at this guy before I start the video.
He's 15.
He's 30. That guy is 30.
There's a lot of that. That's a common thing.
Why would he enroll as a 15-year-old? Why? I mean, at least say you're a senior, you know? This is in England, of course.
It happens all over Europe, though. There's so many cases of this, where these asylum seekers are supposedly 12, and they're really 30.
They launched an investigation. A pupil, something. His classmates all discovered what appeared to be old pictures.
Pictures of him from 2002.
Showing him with a full beard, a hairy chest, swigging a beer. Right when I was in 8th grade.
He was the coolest kid in school.
Age 15. Iran refugee. There's, you know what? It's more true than ever, and I'm more convinced than ever. This is after he was removed from the school earlier this month. The parents are happy. The home office refused to reveal the newly assessed age of the man. Mm-hmm. They don't want to say how old he actually is. That means he's real fucking old. Any details of his background due to data protection issues, he's probably 41. As now understood, he's being treated as an adult asylum seeker.
He's definitely not getting deported.
He faces being thrown out of the UK if
ever.
He sought asylum. No. Why are they considering his application?
Yeah, no. He'll be there forever. There will be no punishment for that. None whatsoever.
I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
What do you expect me to do? I don't know your customs here.
The wrong place is high school. The wrongest time is after you graduate.
after your 30th birthday is the wrong time to be
certainly.
In high school.
I mean, really, you know, anything over 21, you need to, like, just go, I give up. I will take the test. Well, that's something else, isn't it? England is really fucked up.
Extremely fucked up.
Why is England so fucked up?
It's a cultural rot that they have. They hate themselves. They hate themselves.
Can you be more specific in your questioning?
Oh, right.
In terms of the EU, Brexit, Theresa May being prime minister and indeed in charge of anything.
Oh, these aren't issues at all.
Those
are symptoms.
I'm talking about the umbrella of all that. Yeah, those are symptoms.
The problem is that England hates itself.
The root is that it's fucked up.
Yeah. After World War II, they gave up. That was it. It was over.
Theresa May! Theresa! She's so sexy, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that hair.
Oh.
Short bob hair.
Yeah, so thin
and
she's gray.
She's infertile. I mean, that's definitely an attraction for, you know.
Old ladies. Ladies who love taking shit. Well, hey, England, good luck with all that. Jesus Christ. If they found a guy here doing that, I'd like to think that they would just give him the boot. You know, but who knows?
Depends on where they found him. If they found him in New York, they wouldn't.
Didn't Drew Barrymore do that and never been kissed? Isn't that make it okay, right?
Law enforcement. She was in the employ of law enforcement.
No, she was under the purview of
the FBI. She was a writer. You're right.
I watched it this weekend.
I thought she was doing a bust or something. What movie is that where somebody goes undercover for the FBI?
Drew Barrymore?
No, not her. Just somebody. I'm sure I had her mixed up, but I like those plots where they switch bodies, the body switch movies, you know, the like a kid will switch places with their parents and then they're
Freaky
like,
Friday.
Now I've got to deal with adult problems. Now I got to deal with being a kid again. It's harder than I thought. Why not just, I'd like to do one of those movies. This is an idea. Mm-hmm. Do a body switch movie, but it's a 12-year-old boy switches places, you know, with his mother.
Oh.
Ooh. Who's still sexually viable.
Okay.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do it as a comedy.
No.
Do it as a drama.
Really?
A serious,
serious
thriller / drama.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's
like
a good one.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. The kid's fucking his mom, his like dad through his mom.
No,
they're divorced.
Divorced.
Oh, they're divorced.
Yeah,
his stepdad.
No.
Did
not
you, he beats him.
Wait a second. Did you co-write this?
Yes.
It's okay because
I am now the co-author on this project.
I have ideas for it. What do you say, Andrea? What do you say?
I say it's okay as long as it's also kabuki. I think that's just logical.
Scratch the kabuki.
No.
First of all, what's kabuki? Second of all,
it's some Japanese kabuki shit, which I think as weird as you're wanting to go is kind of the direction.
It would have to be in Japanese. They all wear white shit and like have samurai swords
like
and shit.
And crap.
No, come on, no.
We need commercial appeal here.
I'm talking about a major Hollywood motion picture thriller.
Absolutely, but it would be like Team America, like Japanese.
Stop with the kabuki.
I want this. I want this to happen.
And look, do you say kabuki?
I said kabuki.
No jerking off on the lady's face.
Not sure that's something that I can perform anatomically speaking.
Do they do kabuki bakaki?
Ah.
You know what? I think we got a shorter
that's
movie
a good,
idea.
That's a good.
Why are you showing pictures? Why are you showing pictures of Kiss?
That's a kabuki. That's a kissbuki.
I want to rock and roll all night. With that
come on, Pat. You don't think those three could bring your God of Thunder project to life? Come on.
No, they could not. They could not bring this to life because, kabuki is an ancient theater style, and I need some kind of a fucking wacky modern mechanism to make them switch bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It gets broken after a switch, so they're stuck.
Right, how do they switch? What's the angle with that?
That's like, somehow it happens. In fact, we might not even
the bombing
go
of
into
Nagasaki.
It. You don't even have to explain. It's just like something. Wake up.
They might go into some building, and then we see some lights and shit, and there's their switch over. What? Did I miss a line? What?
I said the bombing of Nagasaki would cause them to switch and stay.
Okay.
I'm warming up to the kabuki idea. We could set it in Japan, but not. Is there neo-kabuki?
There will be now.
It's not steeped.
Pat Dixon and Andrea Bryan are on the case. Let's do it.
Wow, this is getting to be spread a little thin in terms of ownership of this idea, but I'm down.
As long as I get 25%.
Thinner than I thought. Okay. I'm pitching it to you. Now, they switch bodies, right? And now the mother is in high school. And now the mother has been a go-getter in business, right? She is in her 40s or whatever, maybe 41. And the kid is, we got to make it work. Like, he's 14, 15. Right. He's like freshman in high school, maybe sophomore. And everything she's ever gotten, sophomore. Everything she's ever gotten in business, she's gotten by being aggressive and sometimes sexually aggressive, and sometimes fuck a dude or suck a dick when she needs to, that's just kind of the way
that's how it goes.
That kind of lady. And whereas the kid is more, withdrawn because, the divorce and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they switch bodies. And now the mother is, trying to make grades. And, she ends up kind of like sucking a dick, but it's like a male teacher, of course. And so, and the little boy now has this reputation for being this dick sucking kid. The child molestation rumors start to it's the tragedy that comes from body switch.
So does it work out for the boy?
There's much more. There's much
define
more.
Define work out.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of movie where it's not a feel good movie necessarily.
Right. Nobody really wins in the end.
It's gonna be a feel terrible movie.
Yeah, I get it.
The opposite. And so, meanwhile, the kid, though, with the mom's, or the mom, rather, now the she's, interested in things the kid's interested in, video games, playing basketball and stuff.
Right.
And so, she's out shooting baskets when the dad pulls up to, drop off his suitcase full of cash for the child support.
Yeah.
And the father starts to shoot baskets with the kid. A conversation ensues. And you see, there's a spark of attraction there because, not the fucking old cunt she used to be.
Yeah, she's
got a new youthfulness to her.
Right. What's
having
different?
Some fun shooting baskets and stuff. I kind of like her now. And so now he's hitting on her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid has to ward off the advances of his father, even though he likes him very much and yearns for his love as a father.
Because that would bring the family back together, and that's really what he's always wanted.
He's trying to bring dad back, of course.
Without having to...
So he has to cock-tease his dad into, and in hope that he can maybe switch back the body somehow once it's too late.
Maybe when he finally bangs the father, that's what makes the body switch go back to normal. Like, that's how it ends.
Oh, wait. That's a good idea. Maybe he, maybe it's his theory that that'll happen.
And it doesn't.
And he just has to deal with it. You just got fucked by dad.
Right.
And, again. And he had, that's a different part of the movie.
But he has to deal with the fact that he enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
Because he's in his mom's body, you know.
Sure.
So he's feeling it. Like, for instance, say this. Like, maybe the woman, you know, or the boy in the woman's body, like, you know, the woman gets her period, right?
Right.
Still getting periods.
Right.
But this kid's never dealt with that.
He doesn't know what to do.
He's a boy. He's 15. He's 14. He's kind of fucked. Like, with, he's right. trying to figure it out, and then, like, the woman in the boy's body is, like, trying to tell him what to tell him what to do, you know,
right.
like, here's how you do it. Oh my God, just stick it in there. Let me in there, you know, comes in the door and
right.
now is like
super
and is like putting this, you know, figuring it out, you know,
yeah.
like dealing with the crotch of the mother.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little boy inserting the tampon yeah. into her own body, but it's like it's,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
and that's when the ex-husband shows up with flowers, roses, or whatever, you know, to try to... And he sees this happening, and he's like, wow, there's been some changes around here.
Oh, this is great.
This
is a great movie.
You're bringing up great points, but you're thinking too far into the future. Isn't the first time this bitch burns dinner going to be a huge tip-off that something's way the fuck off?
Well, no, they know already. The boy and the mother are the ones that live together, so they're in on it with each other.
They know each other, and the dad's out of the picture, but not only burning dinner, but, like, she always burns dinner. She's been a business go-getter.
Right, so she's never been a good cook.
Not
she
one
can't
to...
even follow instructions, the dumb bitch.
Wait yeah, a second. Wait, I don't. This is a character in my movie, okay? I know that you're trying to, but let's a little respect for her.
Our movie, Pat.
All right, our movie.
All of our
and
movies.
And so,
now.
You know, I see something happening then where, you know, they, you know, the kid's doing well in school.
Sure.
Now that the mom's there, and the, you know, the mom is doing weird things, or, you know, the father's interested again. And you think these plot lines write themselves.
Sure.
Then she. You know, runs across, or the kid, you know, the mother in the kid's body. This is the ending I had envisioned initially. You know, they're on their way to get switched back. They figured it out. They
okay.
know how to do it.
Okay.
And as they're on their way to do that, the mother in the kid's body gets run over by a bus. The end of him.
One of them dies.
One of them dies, and now the kid is stuck in his mom's body forever.
Yeah.
And figures, well.
I guess
I'm going to go fuck dad and get back together with dad, at least, you know.
So even he doesn't go trans. That's an amazing feel-good story, Pat.
Doesn't go trans.
Yeah. Technically, no, he had trans forced
he's
upon him.
He's male inside of a woman's body, and he's
still,
stays female.
Yeah, wait.
Hold on, I got something to say. I don't know if you know this, I am trans.
Okay.
Trans.
That's...
Yeah. Phobic.
Phobic.
Not sexual, phobic.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
another,
too.
Another
moment.
Transphobic individual. Well,
they
so
are
that's
scary.
So what do you think? They are frightening. I mean, like, what, look,
yeah,
I mean, what about Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, he was the worst one of all of them.
We watch a little Buffalo Bill. That'll be interesting. I can only see the top of your head.
Oh, we want to watch some Buffalo Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got some Buffalo Bill.
Some of that lotion in the basket type business, mm-hmm. you know.
That's a good movie.
We
should do that.
Yeah, we should.
Let's do it.
Let's do a reenactment of it like the Star Wars thing. Did you see the Star Wars thing? If you haven't seen the Star Wars, the Eastside Dave Star Wars Spectacular.
Oh, no, I did not see it.
My God.
I saw parts of it.
It's so fucking entertaining. It really is. I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi in it, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd make a good...
Played him a little different, you know?
I would imagine.
I think it was like with a hat. Played him with a hat.
So, had a little of your own. Oh, there he is.
It's your boy.
Wait a second, and this was the video for this song, right?
See, this is a typical transgender person.
Yes.
It's a day in the life of a typical transgender
person. Right, it's practically a fucking documentary. This is actually not.
Who do you fuck with?
Yeah.
Oh, good. See, that's. Do we know at this point in the movie that is the killer?
I think we know because
yeah.
he has the girl in the hole.
When we just saw the lips and all that stuff, did we think it was a woman for a minute?
It did look like the start of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Yeah.
This is something. Somebody must have cut this up because he's not.
He doesn't see. You don't see the tucking. The tucking dance,
which obviously is the best.
So much is lost without the tucking.
Yeah.
There's the tuck. Tuck it in.
So this is how.
Tuck it in.
Your typical trans individual spends their time.
Right. Just there it is.
Oh boy, look at that vagina. That's definitely a woman.
Definitely a woman.
What was I thinking?
Well, he is if he thinks he is.
This is not. I don't want to see that. That's not the kind of thing I want to see. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't even if I see that movie. I'd say, I'll describe it to me or something. Just put it in somehow some kind of exposition thing. You know what I mean? Like, wow, that Buffalo Bob's probably putting on his makeup right now. Something imply it. Maybe a silhouette. I don't know. But damn, I don't want to see all that tucking it down in there. Tucking. Speaking of tucking, here we have I do not enjoy trans individuals on the scene. It's like you know what the guy said in Barfly. There's it's based on a Bukowski story or novel or whatever, or he wrote the goddamn thing and then they made a novel based on the movie or some shit. But anyway, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's in Barfly. Okay. And he goes, the Mickey Rourke character says, somebody asked him if he hated people. He goes, no, but I seem to feel better when they're not around.
That's good.
That's how I feel about trans people. Right. You know, I know, but I seem to feel better when they're not around.
Right.
You know, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with them.
I mean,
it's not a phobia. I'm not like irrationally like screaming and, you know, like. It's like if people can't kill a spider because they're arachnophobic.
Right,
yeah.
It's not like that.
I could totally kill a trans person. Not afraid to. Not afraid of them. You know? It's just, they make you out to be a homophobe was the first one we were all afraid of. Oh, my God, you're a homophobe.
Nobody was ever afraid of gay people.
Not that afraid.
Not to that point.
Not irrationally.
AIDS you were afraid of.
Yeah, I'm an AIDS-a-phobe.
Right.
I'm AIDS-phobic.
That's not irrational.
But that's not irrational.
No.
Phobia is
Well, it can become an irrational fear of AIDS if you're like, I won't drink out of a glass ever. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's nobody with AIDS has even been in the room.
Right.
If somebody with AIDS is in the room, then don't drink out of the glass.
Exactly.
Well, just it's irrational because
cover your mouth and excuse yourself.
Yeah, cover your mouth, not your hands.
AIDS can only live outside the body for so long. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, AIDS. Well, how long can it live outside the body? Quite a while.
No, really.
No,
quite.
It's
you're
zero seconds.
It's like a year.
Yeah.
Better to be safe though.
Speaking of irrational.
Why risk it? Why take a chance?
Exactly. That's what I think is why not play it safe.
Right.
And I did that all through the 80s already, and most of the 90s.
And you made it.
Condoms,
it served you well.
How many condoms did we go through? They really sold a lot of condoms. Gave away condoms. You could not have sex without a condom. It's a real big thing.
Give you.
Then everybody went, I guess that AIDS shit's kind of over now.
They cured it. Isn't it done?
Forget the condoms. I mean, like, HPV is not. Yeah, everybody's got that.
Literally.
And if you don't have it, get it. It's not bad.
On sale now.
Tonight's show is brought to you by HPV. Now, if you're looking for a venereal disease, it's not really a disease, but it's not really not one either, and you can't get rid of it, so no need to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
HPV. You won't know you have it, so you don't got it. That's right. If I cannot see it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not hurting me, and my piss comes out nice and clean and yellow and... Or clear, just no blood in it.
That's the key.
No discharge. Hey, look, if you don't have it, you don't have it. If you don't know you got it, you don't got it. And you know what?
It's just as good.
I'll tell you something about me. That lady cancer never hurt me. Never did nothing to me. What did vulva cancer? What's kind of they get some kind of cancer?
Cervical
cancer never did nothing to no man. My cervix is fine.
Just fine.
Does it pass from cervix to cervix?
No.
Well, no. Well, you could, though. If women scissor, they could probably spread it.
There's a cervix in your back.
No, you're thinking of cervical, which would be your C-spine.
Right, your C-spine. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, no, that kind of cervical
men have
cancer
that,
would suck a dick for everybody.
We can't get cancer there?
We can't get cancer there.
Yeah.
Not from HPV, anyway.
Wanna bet?
You ever had any pussy that was worth cancer?
No.
I can't believe you'd say that when your girlfriend is in the room.
I mean...
Oh, my God, of course I have. Worth double cancer. wait, what kind of cancer?
Wait, what are we talking about? Is it the kind they can treat? that just goes away?
Yeah, maybe it's not liver cancer or stomach cancer. You know, a nice long developing one, like is colon cancer long developing?
I feel like it is.
Sometimes they let it go, I've heard, just because it's like, you're in your 80s.
You'll be fine. It's not going to kill you anyway.
Being alive will kill you before cancer will.
It's not that long developing, but it is preventable.
Which is
colon
preventable?
Cancer?
Yep.
How do you prevent it?
Lots and lots of fiber, from what I understand.
Oh, forget that then.
Fiber.
Yeah, pretty much I'm getting colon cancer, really, by that
one. What's the kind of cancer? A prostate? How is that one? Is that one?
Yeah, pretty much if you live long enough, you'll get that shit.
It's curable, though. The prostate one is the one that you can...
Yeah, but they got to remove your prostate
But testicular cancer, they try to tell you, it's no big deal.
Right.
Not a big thing.
No. It's scary.
You lose a ball over it for sure. if you know you've got it, it's too late to cut it off the NAD. Can't be done. And then you're losing a ball.
They have the prosthetic though. They pop in there.
Right, but it don't work.
Right, no, it doesn't work.
And then you got one ball.
Right.
And then you got Jesus, I'm using both of mine. Every day.
I wonder if coming isn't as good with only one testicle.
That's a good question.
Maybe it's twice as good. Because you're fucking
squeezing it out of just one.
Not much more out of it.
Do you actually know someone with three balls?
three?
Should we place
three
a
balls?
Phone call, perhaps?
What do you mean, three balls?
Three balls. There is the two normal, and then, if you're giving good head like a normal human being, you reach back and it's there's something else here. That's the third ball.
Third? What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
Reach back and there's a third ball beneath the surface?
You're giving
You're talking about
balls.
Poetry here, though. You're making metaphors and shit.
Wait,
I'm talking about literally
anyway,
a third ball.
The point is, the dude had three balls. It wasn't as the same size as the other two, but
I saw that movie,
ball.
Though. The dude had three balls.
Yeah. Hey,
you sucked a guy's dick that had three balls. And you worked his three balls. That's what you're telling me?
And we can call him.
I've had some life experience, and I'm not saying it didn't happen.
I don't care
if
your parents are watching. This is science.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what
happened. Okay, now where is the third ball located?
Basically, if you're having a woman who knows what she's doing, she's cupping the balls. She's using that index finger to go back a little bit. That's where the third one was.
Back, okay, you're just saying back a little
no,
bit from
I'm
the
not
balls.
Fingering his asshole.
No, I'm
it's the gooch, right?
Okay.
The gooch.
So it's in the gooch area.
Yeah.
Is that why they called the bully on Different Strokes the gooch?
I hope so.
Gooch.
I don't think
gooch.
That.
Wasn't that Leave It to Beaver?
No. I'm pretty,
come on.
Pretty sure.
So, okay, we're going to get this settled, okay? But I think we have a phone call here.
Is it this
probably
guy?
Is it the guy
sure.
with the third ball?
Who is the caller? Let's speak to them.
Greetings, Pat. This is the White Knight, warrior of social justice.
White Knight. How you doing, White Knight?
I'm happier than ever, Pat. I came to call to say we did it.
What'd you do? What'd we do?
Some well-written letters to the FBI and countless amounts of Gatorade to fill up all those jars of piss, but... We finally got Gavin McGinnis to resign from the Proud Boys.
Well, I mean, if you're in league with Antifa and all that, are you an Antifa?
I am, proudly so, Pat. Well, I align myself with all forms of social justice.
I had no idea that you was one of them. And you're the White Knight. They wear black. Come on now.
That is correct, sir. I stand out quite a bit in the crowd. It's just true.
You're the white one. You're the one in the white satin. Do you cover your face and everything?
Yes, with a sheet of armor. Or a helmet of armor.
A helmet of armor, he says.
Absolutely. You need to protect yourself from those hoodlums, Pat.
What hoodlums?
The Proud Boys, of course.
Oh, now,
all we have is bike locks.
Proud Boys, eh? Bike locks, yeah. All they got is they just show up in a damn knit shirt and talk about stuff. Drink beer. They're not trying to hurt nobody.
I disagree completely, Pat, and them being disbanded has only helped the progress of this country completely.
This guy's kind of a faggot.
He sounds like it.
How dare you, Pat, use some slur like that.
Oh, I wasn't... Oh, shit, I wasn't talking to you.
That's fair enough.
Listen, now...
What are you talking about?
Why are you all proud of Gavin McInnes resigning? He's just trying to, get people to lay off.
Well, Pat... To silence a man completely from social media is no trivial task, but this is much, much more. Mm. I mean, from this event, I've had a bit of a revelation, you see.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I've learned from this that I've learned that if you bitch and moan about something enough, completely just bitch and moan every day about something, regardless of how right you are, you can get whatever you want.
Damn, that's well help.
The bitch and moan offensive.
Valuable lesson, I guess, if you're some kind of damn troublemaker.
Absolutely, I mean, if that's what you want to call progress, Pat.
Oh, man.
But it's an easy step. You assault people with urine, then complain a lot, then you get a man's parody social club put on the FBI terrorist list.
There it goes. This is what step by step, huh?
I mean, now, I'm like a modern day Sensu with this shit, Pat.
What were those steps one more time? I want to make sure I got them right.
Throw urine, complain, results. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I already see effects. Look at the future Americans at the border. I don't see any Proud Boys beating down the hordes of immigrants.
Well, that's right. They don't go down there because they're not... Hell, they might be opposed to them, but yeah, they're not down there.
I mean, they're clearly falling apart.
Oh, you mean, you're saying they would be there.
They're only violent now because, well... You know, once they get government assistance, I'm sure they'll settle down. I mean, obviously, that's what taxpayers are for.
Man, oh, man. I tell you what, this guy just, I don't even disagree. I don't even agree with what the words mean.
No.
Much less what he's trying to say. Man, we're too many layers of disagreement to get anything settled here. You got anything else to say?
Well, Pat, it's not even about right and wrong anymore.
No.
It's about how much you can get out of weaponized social causes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I understand that.
I just got a 40-inch TV for calling Chipotle racist the other day. It's easy.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not a good thing. They shouldn't be giving TVs out that...
Them racist. They took that TV and just walked out.
No, I know, but you didn't even think they was racist. If they should not be giving TVs to assholes.
Black beans, Pat. Come on.
Well, I guess you got a point. I always wondered about that myself. They're black. Come on now. It's all right to eat black beans.
The point is, I can get whatever I want. I mean, do you need anything? I can hook you up, Pat. I can hook you up, Pat. You need a Keurig or something?
Well, I mean, this is a tempting offer.
It is.
I can see why people do this.
He's got a system here.
Everyone loves a Keurig.
How much urine do you have to throw to get a Keurig?
I'm not sure. You have to go to either a McDonald's or a local business... Complain, call them racist, walk out with their Keurig. It's easy.
Well, just walk out and say, I'm taking this in the name of social justice.
Say, I'm taking this, and if you disagree, you're racist.
Wow, damn, you know what you are? You know what you're doing? You're living off white privilege, my friend.
Absolutely, Pat. You think I pay taxes? I even work for that matter. Come on.
You're nothing but a damn closet white privilegist. That makes you racist.
You're just a redneck. I mean, really.
Oh, damn. Come on now. Oh. That's not necessary. Hell, I'm proud of it anyway.
That's a slur.
You might as well be wearing a MAGA hat, Pat. Let's be honest.
Well, that's right. Hey, you know what? President Trump is going to be here later in the show, and I'll tell you what. President Trump could whoop your ass.
That's terrifying, Pat, honestly.
It should be.
I'm a weak man.
Yeah, I know. Physically weak. You want to throw a jar of urine at the president? I don't think you do that.
Need a couple of jars, Pat. He's a big man.
That's right. You have left a lot of jars of urine to cover the president. So, gotcha. You know what? If you ain't got nothing else to say, we're just gonna call it a truce here for a moment. Farewell,
Pat. Until we meet next time.
Yes. You call back any time, White Knight. I tell you what, that guy right there is a real grade-A son of a bitch. I'm telling you. Where is the president, anyway? Is he nearby, you think?
Oh.
He coming, or? Oh, hell, he's here. Mr. President, wow, this is...
Pat!
My God.
How you doing, Pat?
So excited. Let the man speak.
How are you, Pat? How you doing?
God, great, President Trump. Very good, very good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good, Pat. Doing pretty good. Of course, I got the fake news.
Oh, yeah.
Attacking me for the tear gas, the use of tear gas on the baby. Look, first off, Pat, I love the babies. Okay, nobody loves babies.
You got babies here.
Like I love babies. I do deals with babies. I employ millions and millions of babies around the whole world. Pat, the thing is, look,
what more can you do?
That's right. That's right, Pat.
Yeah.
Un- Unbelievable, Pat. But look, we were actually honoring the South American people's tradition. It's actually a holiday they celebrate called Tiergas de Mayo. Okay.
They make it look
love
as
the Hispanics, Pat. We love the Hispanics.
The taco bowls at Trump Tower are the best. Yeah, absolutely. Love the Hispanics.
That's why we're going to put a big door on the wall so they can come in legally, Pat.
Hispanics only.
So many deals.
Yeah, that's right. A big door and a big wall. But first, we got to have the big wall, you know? There's no
things first.
Big wall, big door. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just a big door.
Yeah, Pat, look, it's going to be a wall. It's going to have a door.
And it's always open.
There might be a casino, a hotel. It's going to be unbelievable,
now
Pat. Unbelievable. Hold on. Melania, no teeth, baby. No teeth.
See how cool he stays while he's getting one of a first lady blowjob. That's the first blowjob he's getting.
The first blowjob, Pat. Unbelievable.
It replicates the very first blowjob ever given. Why do they do this to you with the fake news and everything, President Trump? I mean, like, it's not right. You do so many good things, and they try to make you look so bad.
It's the fake news. It's led by Jim Acosta, that fucking faggot.
I love the way you handled him.
I tried to kick him out, but this judge... Sorry, Pat, I love the Diet Coke.
Oh, you do? You drink
the
a lot of
the judge put him back in, but you know what, Pat? You know what we're going to do, Pat? We're going to kick him back out. Mm. Okay, believe me, we're going to find a way. Melania, no teeth. Anyway,
she's getting toothy.
We're
going to
find
reason.
A way, Pat. We're going to find
she
a way.
By now.
Please be careful with the presidential penis.
Pat, Pat, you haven't gotten head until you've gotten head in a motorcade, a presidential motorcade. Okay,
true.
Believe me. You got the motorcycles to your right, the motorcycles to your left. And your dick in her throat. It's unbelievable, Pat.
Just promise me you'll never ride in a convertible in a motorcade.
Never, Pat.
No.
Never.
Yeah, because that's...
Not going to do a JFK.
Yeah, you cannot... Look, this is amazing. We were just discussing, how many balls a man has, you know, and then, like, I've spoken to someone who claims that she, performed a sex act on someone with three balls. Now, I'm wondering, as Donald Trump... Now, you're clearly... Not only the best president we've ever had, but you're sort of a, human in a human way, a masculine wonder, sort of a bizarre kind of scientific phenomenon. So how many testicles do you physically have?
Look, Pat, I'm glad you asked that question because it's a very good question. And the fake news, they never ask that question.
They don't ask it.
Believe me, you're a straight shooter, Pat. Look, I know balls, Pat. Mm. Nobody knows balls like I know balls. I know my own balls. Okay.
Trump balls.
And frankly, Pat, I don't know this freakazoid that the young lady was blowing, but I got two balls, Pat.
That's right.
Because all I need is two. All I need is two.
Two balls.
And frankly, I could get by with one. One of my balls is equal to an average man's two balls. But, you know, Pat, that's just, you know.
So you have, like, figuratively, in a sense, he has four balls. And that's, twice as many as,
if you want to talk about three balls, maybe talk to Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary might know about having more than two balls. I don't know.
Yeah, she's got something
going on
down there.
You tell me.
Let me ask you a question about Hillary. This is a very simple question. How many beers?
Oh, what was that? African-American unemployment? Did you say something about African-American unemployment? African-American unemployment! It's so low. I sleep at night. I dream about African. I'm drinking this soda right now. Because it reminds me, due to its color, of African American unemployment. But anyways, what was that? How many beers?
Look at President Trump drinking that Diet Coke right here on the air. Their stock is plummeting.
It's going up.
It's because fake news is so pervasive.
The fake news is telling you it's plummeting, Pat. The stocks are going up. Everything's unbelievable.
So my question was, Hillary Clinton, if you had the chance, how many beers? To do Hillary Clinton.
I would rather fuck a dog, Pat.
Oh, wow.
I would rather have sex with an animal than with that crooked, disgusting... I would, frankly, Pat, I would rather have sex with Jim Acosta than even go near Crooked Hillary's disgusting pussy.
So the answer is a large number.
I don't know how Bill hasn't killed himself yet. That's why he's always,
Oh, you know how he killed... Why he hasn't killed himself? Because he probably hasn't fucked her since the early 90s, I would say.
Well, he has AIDS.
Probably.
Bill Clinton has AIDS.
He has AIDS.
Cosby, too.
Probably.
All the Bills rape, Pat. All the Bills rape.
Yeah, all the Bills.
Cosby, Clinton.
Even that one bill is, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only
even
a
that bill.
I'm raping up on Capitol
even
Hill. Raping all
bill.
These politicians. I mean, like, the bill's right. Bill Bixby, rapist. Right.
All the rapists. All the rapists.
Bill Billy name. Carter.
Bad name.
Rapist.
Bill
I don't know. I'm not.
Kavanaugh, right? That was a right.
Bill, that.
Oh. Right. Brett Kavanaugh.
Hey, okay. Don't be talking hey, shit about my
he
boy.
Didn't do it. He didn't.
You're
do
thinking
it.
Of Bill
that's
Schultz.
My guy.
Bill
that's
Schultz.
My guy. Okay.
Not
he
a
didn't
rapist.
Do it. No. Totally innocent. Totally
but,
innocent. Believe
you know, President.
And plus,
Trump,
even if he did, it was '82. Okay, everybody raped in '82. Okay.
It was rapier. It was. It was,
rapier.
It was the Chinese year of the rape.
It was
and a
rapier.
Lot of people got in on it. Now you. I don't know if you did. You are you aware of the comments of Mia Love, the congresswoman who you said gave you no love?
Used to be my congresswoman.
That yeah. I'm not familiar with this. Well,
yeah,
fill
yeah.
me
in. I know that it probably escapes your mind every once in a while because she's so insignificant, and she lost anyway. But she said the Republican Party doesn't take. African Americans into their homes, and they don't feel like they. She doesn't feel like they take them into their hearts. You just mentioned the African American unemployment. Now, isn't the you know helping them out you know in terms of having a job much more important than take them into your home?
First off, I don't know who this bitch Mia Love is, but I had an African American named Kanye West not only in my house, but I let him touch me. Okay, he gave me a hug. I love these people. These people, they love me.
Right.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the blacks. That's why I'm drinking this black liquid.
You know why they started liking you is because you said, what do you got to lose? You know, what a great, that should have been your campaign slogan the whole time.
I mean, what the
opinion.
Fuck do they got to lose, Pat?
Yeah,
I mean,
what
really?
The fuck do they got to lose?
The schools are failing. The unemployment, well, it was bad. Now it's great because of me, because I'm awesome. And everybody
schools,
can suck my dick.
Schools have improved, and everybody can suck your dick. It's amazing to me how much better the country's doing, and yet fake news still, they ride you and ride you. And it's just
and Pat, yet I stay winning, Pat. I just keep winning.
You keep winning?
I don't know how I do it.
Quietly winning, quietly. You know, the impression that you've made on not only on this country but on the whole planet, I mean, it really sets you apart. You are the most well-known and influential member of the world.
That's right. That's right. And you know how I did it, Pat? I did it by just not being a fag.
That's really all it takes.
That's all it takes.
It is. It's
to
all,
change
it's,
the world.
It's all it was. That's all it was.
Well, I have a question. We have a show, as you know, called Trump, and it's dedicated to you and discussion of you. And God, we're just such big fans. But we are going to, you know, sell some merchandise, you know, promoting the show in the very near future. I was wondering if I could get your permission to use that particular phrase. Don't be a fag.
Bat,
with your
you
image.
Have my total and utter permission to use the phrase don't be a fag. On all your merch, believe me.
There you go.
See, I love that. You see, there's a guy who's not trying to angle out a couple of, you know, extra bucks here and there. Mm-hmm. Not trying to, you know. All,
generous.
He's not
generous
a, not a chiseler. You know?
Matter of fact, Pat, I, Donald J. Trump, am calling for a total and complete shutdown of anyone else from using that phrase besides
wow.
you.
Wow.
Wow, that's an executive order. It counts.
That's right.
His vocal utterances are as good as law.
That's how you make laws.
I love that. I love that about this president. You
I
know,
love it too.
You've inspired so many people to not be a fag, too.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
unbelievable.
So many people being less of a fag.
Mm-hmm.
And really, through Gavin McInnes, you inspired the Proud Boys to go out and not be fags. What are the chances that you, President Trump, could say something about the Proud Boys, you know, to kind of like, I don't know, get everybody off their dick a little bit.
Well, you know what, Pat? I'm a very influential guy. I'm the president of the United States. My tweets sway the stock market. I'm so influential. But the thing about the Proud Boys is, frankly, they don't need me, Pat. They don't need me. They don't need me because they're proud men. They work hard. And really, Pat, I could see them surviving, frankly, without me.
Wow,
believe me.
God damn, that is
a vote of confidence.
That is something else. That is... Because what he's saying is, maybe if they needed all this help, they would be being a fag.
They
would be
they,
fags.
They'd be being a fag.
They'd
be
the
fags.
They'd be a
fag
group of
boys.
Fags. They'd be the proud fags.
Yeah, the proud fags. And, well, okay, I guess that's good news. You think they're going to survive. Now, what are the chances that when you do eventually leave office, God forbid, hopefully in a long time.
Six terms.
Yeah, I mean, like...
We change the Constitution?
Could we change the term president to Trump? People could be the Trump of the United States.
Well,
like Caesar was the Caesar of Rome.
Exactly.
You know, Pat, there's a thing called precedent. Okay. I remember in school as a little boy, as a little Trump, they would say George Washington set the precedent. And everyone else after him sort of did what Washington did. And believe me, Pat, I do believe that after me, frankly, I think America's just going to shut down. When I'm done, I think we'll just pack up. It's like, you know, I mean, because like it's like you got to quit while you're ahead, Pat. Mm-hmm. Okay, only the good die young.
Not even have a president anymore.
Just
shut it down as a nation.
Yeah, I mean, is it even going to be worth it, Pat?
So wait,
can you picture this country without
Are you Pat? Saying we changed it from America to Trump?
Yeah.
The country's now Trump? The country? Yes.
The United States of Trump-erica.
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 There we are.
Now you've really taken a step forward. They talk about progress with being progressive and all that
this
shit.
This is progress.
This is motherfucking progress.
Right.
I love it. The United States. How about all that other United States of America?
It's just Trump America.
How about the...
Really? It should just be one state, Pat. One
Trump-ided Trumps. Trump-erica.
Right. There you are. There it is.
Yeah, take out everything, even the connectors.
I think I smell an executive order, Pat.
Mm.
There it is.
I
love the way they smell, too.
It's like
out of the oven.
So good. Mm.
Smells like victory.
I just remembered, though, that you don't ever drink or smoke, and you never have. Now, has it ever been hard to avoid all that stuff, especially, you know, being a world-class businessman?
Not at all, Pat. It's actually, you know, that's how I have my edge. Because everybody else, their brain's in the fog with the booze and the smoking with the reefer and the tobacco. Yeah. But Donald J. Trump, he's always sharp like a motherfucking knife, Pat.
Yeah, sharp as a fucking comb.
That's right.
Which you don't own.
That's right. You know, Pat, one thing I've never told you. I have a lot of beautiful children. I think I have, one, two, three, five beautiful children.
I just have one.
Look, I don't even need, I've never pulled out. And none of my bitches have ever taken birth control. I use my mind, Pat. If I want to have a kid, I just say kid. And if I don't, I just don't have a kid.
That is control. Yeah, that's the kind of control. Man, it controls his entire body.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a shame that you can't just say, don't talk. And, you know, like, so that you get to, like, occasionally pay a little hush money to one of these whores.
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Whores are always going to be whores, Pat. Since the beginning of time.
They are.
It's a fact.
But that's okay. A real man will prevail.
Yeah. And you know what?
Where the fuck is Stormy Daniels now? What is she giving head in parking lots of Home Depots for 25 cents a piece?
I think she's trying to get Michael Avenatti on the phone.
Oh, that fucking...
I believe he stopped taking her calls.
No, he's got his own problem.
You think that Avenatti, he obviously doesn't have a chance if he runs against you, but, I mean, do you think that he'll do that?
Ava who?
Perfect.
Sorry, I don't
exactly.
even.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is it? What is this?
It doesn't even sound right. Can you imagine the United States of Avenatti? Oh, God. That'll be.
Not right there in his name.
It's isn't that guy in jail, Pat? Isn't he, like, in jail?
He was. They let him out for a second.
Trying to OJ
a
chick?
He'll go back.
Yeah.
Didn't he try to OJ a chick?
Killed a couple of women, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I think he just beat her to within inches of her life, yeah.
I don't know, Pat.
Really sad. Now, you revere women more than anybody, and yet the fake news calls you misogynist.
I don't beat women, Pat. I massage their genitals gently. And they love it. They love it.
It's not
when you're a star, they let you do it. When you're a president, they let you do it, Pat.
They let you do it.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's not rape.
Just whether you know them or not. Just first contact.
Mm-hmm.
I have a similar thing. I once met a girl at a comedy show, or I brought her to the comedy show after meeting her at a bookstore. But it's the same night. Minutes later, she's at the comedy show. Minutes later, we're back at my hotel room after the show. And the first penetration... right up her ass.
Really, Pat? Is this a true story, Pat?
Yeah, and she let me.
Wow. Incredible.
In fact,
Pat.
I would almost say it was her idea.
Wow. Power comedy.
And she did have a pussy.
What?
It wasn't that she did. It wasn't a trick.
That was the only option.
It wasn't her back.
There was another option.
Yeah, I put it right in her back gun.
And if she went home with Avenatti, she'd be lucky she got out of there alive. And
chances are she'd be dead right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing.
That's right.
You can't beat them, join them, and you can't beat them.
So there you
go. It's illegal. you might as well join them. And so when you join them, it's not because you can't beat them. Because I think that if there's one man who could beat, and I mean defeat women, that would be you. You could actually defeat them as a race.
Crook and Hillary couldn't even beat the black guy.
Not even for the
nomination.
I came
in bad with no. I bet I was a game show host, and I beat that bitch. It's unbelievable.
She's such a beatable candidate, you know. I mean, and yeah, I remember that one video. So why am I not 50 points ahead?
I loved that video. It was made for the hearing impaired.
Yeah, it's like she's screaming it.
Accessible.
The look.
Oh, that dumb fucking cunt. God.
She's never had a non-cunt day in her life.
Never.
Love to lock her in a room with Avenatti, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. It's
lock them up.
Now, hey, what's going on with trade, you know, international deals, stuff like that? Do we have tariffs on, like, China and Japan and all this stuff? I mean, it's hard to keep up.
Pat, look.
I heard you were going to tax origami.
Pat, listen, okay.
Okay.
Trade is going so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going so great.
Yeah.
Okay, stocks might go up, stocks might come down. Pat, look, read my lips. Look.
I am doing it.
We're winning, Pat. We're winning.
Okay.
No need to pry.
Please look right into the camera and tell us
that
we're winning.
I handle the trade, Pat. People, real people, they can't even understand trade. They don't get trade. I know trade.
You know trade. Okay? You wrote books about trade.
I know deals.
Barter.
And I know that, and I know dragon energy. Okay.
Dragon energy.
Dragon energy.
So, so important. Well, the reason I ask, I met an Asian girl last night, and my wife made me, apparently she'd been boasting about the girth and the surprising elegance of my penis. So I was forced to show it to her on first meeting her. That's what she wanted, with it fully erect. It's like something to see. And it's almost always fully erect.
Same here.
Yeah. Well, any man who's walking around without a full erection, not a man.
Not a man.
Some kind of problem there, you know?
I don't know. Can't even do a deal.
Probably can't. Probably can't even stay, like, on camera.
Pathetic.
Full erection, so important. But I showed it to her, and she yelled Godzilla and ran out of the house. All these old kind of like feelings, I guess, still persist. Do you find that a lot of the Japanese are still terrified of our nuclear strength and of Godzilla?
Well, look, Pat, I mean, people think that the Asian people, the Japanese, they're so hard to deal with. They think they're so hard to negotiate with. Look, Pat, these are people that can't even pronounce the letter R. Okay, I mean, really, it's not that tough to deal with them.
Yeah, anybody who
and they're scared of some mythical monster. Please.
I mean, yeah.
Is Godzilla real?
Mythical, he says.
Not real.
Do we know? No. Okay.
I see it, but they're terrifying.
They do make good chicken, though, Pat. That I'll tell you.
Oh, God, yes. You're talking about the banchan wings?
That's Korean.
That's Korean. Well, I'm sure the Japanese make excellent chicken. And really, there's no difference between Koreans, Japanese, Chinese. They really are all the same, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Different countries, same eyes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But some people can tell them apart. I think that those people have to be the biggest ethno-racist of all.
If you're dicing up the Asians, you are.
Yeah, I'll fuck a Korean girl. I ain't gonna fuck no chink.
Right.
Okay, you ever hear him say things like that? That's just I see stuff like that on Twitter. That's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like culturally appropriate or something. But like President Trump, a lot of conservatives get thrown off Twitter. Is there any chance that they would try to throw you off Twitter?
Well, you know what, Pat? I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Pat. I might actually be buying Twitter myself.
That's a good idea.
Please buy Twitter.
Now you're talking.
Please.
Do it.
Going to bring Gavin back on, the Proud Boys back on, and I'm going to kick all the losers and haters off.
Yes, yes. Get rid of... who's that guy that wrapped himself in the American flag, the resistance?
Heath Olbermann.
He'd be Olbermann. Got to get rid of Olbermann.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Light him on fire.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's... Is there any way that we could, like, I don't know, just sort of, like, make the internet a place where you can say shit, you know?
I fucked his girl, right? What is it, Katie Turr from NBC?
Yeah, did you really?
Yeah, that's backstage good. At one of the events in 16, yeah. It was, you know, it was a quick thing, you know. But, yeah, I fucked your girl, Keith.
Someone has a question?
Yes, President Trump, I wanted to know, you mentioned the losers and the haters. Is it their fault that they were born fucked up?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, Probably. But, I mean, even them, they could be redeemed by, you know, just listening to me, reading my tweets. And even them, they can still be redeemed.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
To hear.
Redemption
to do,
for everyone.
Read the tweets. And so it sounds like mouth shut, ears open, and eyes open to read. Now, here's the other thing in talking about that.
I'm a lover, Pat. I love the whole world. Okay.
Exactly.
I love everybody.
And I've gotten nothing but a message of love from everything you said.
I'm like Jesus.
Always.
But like newer and better and more like gold.
More gold, newer, better. Yes. And that's what love is all about. Newer, better, gold.
Yeah.
But you find it like the media is always saying, well, President Trump sets this tone. He's emboldened this divisive tone. And yet everybody's walking around feeling angry and divided. But we should ask them, do they spend more time listening to you or more time reading the news? And we know the answer to that because you only give a speech, you know, every so often. You do a press conference. But the hate is all in the media, not from you. Is that correct?
Bet, I am such a loving guy that I fuck my own daughter. Bet. That's how much I love.
I mean, that says it all.
Right. It can't. I mean, really.
Who has that much love?
Both of them, Bet. Both of them.
Both?
Yeah.
Both?
I'm kidding. I would never touch Tiffany. That's gross.
From the other marriage, right?
Right, yeah. Marla's.
Oh, Marla Maples. You ever go back and just snap off a little additional piece of that?
No, I don't fuck people who've done Dancing with the Stars.
Good point.
I'm the fucking president of the United
States. There's a knife epidemic.
Who are we kidding?
A knife epidemic in the UK. A lot of knife deaths. Now, what do you think is the reason for that? 12% increase over last year. Police recorded 39,332 knife crime offenses. Wow.
Yeah, well.
Murder and robbery also increased by double-digit percentages. It's a quiet, brutal, deadly knife attack epidemic. We don't have that happening in the United States. Why is it happening in England? Or maybe we do, but it's not as bad.
Well, look, Pat, they took the guns from the people.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They start stabbing.
Yeah.
Frankly, I think we need to arm the babies.
Arm the babies.
Arm the babies.
The babies. What, you mean everybody in England?
Yes.
They're all babies.
They're all babies.
They're all babies, Beth. See what I did there?
They're like, wah, a wah.
Beth, these people from this country. Look, and I have a great relationship with Theresa May. But I mean, look, these people, they don't even say Merry Christmas. They say Happy Christmas.
Happy.
What kind
What's
of
that?
Yeah.
Kind of bullshit is
what
that?
What kind of people would say Happy Chris? I mean, what kind of, I mean, really?
That takes a sick individual.
You have to think of the psyche of somebody who would say Happy Christmas is the type of person who would walk into a building and shoot a bunch of, I mean, come on.
Yeah. But so you're saying maybe they don't, but you want them to have guns because, but maybe not knives.
Look, Pat, I don't need to make sense. Okay.
Well, it's the Muslims that are stabbing everybody.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's the Muslims that are stabbing everybody.
Oh, the Muslims.
Not everyone, just non-Muslims.
Right, yeah, they're only the Muslims stab the non-Muslims.
Well, it is illegal there to stab infidels, I believe, isn't it?
No, not anymore.
Not technically.
No. They're working on it.
It's one of those,
as we speak.
It's on the books, but it's not enforced.
Not enforced.
Right,
that
right.
That guy, you know, sawed a guy's head off.
You know, honestly, look, people, look, the Muslims, they're not all bad ideas. I mean, the honor killings. I would love to honor kill Jim Acosta, okay?
Oh, right.
That I could tell you.
Because he disgraced you.
I can tell you. Okay?
Jim Acosta has to be the most irresponsible and shitty newsman working now. Among them, at least.
Could I call a hit on him, Pat? As president of the United
States,
I could call a hit.
I think.
I could
you know
call.
What, President Trump? I think
Look,
you just
Look, all my
did.
Fans, all the MAGA people, all the people who voted for me, all the people who love me, one of you, please, just take out Jim Acosta.
Okay.
Please.
President Trump, everybody.
I'll give you one of those purple heart thingies.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
He didn't have. I love the way the president chose the music when he leaves at the end. It's, you know, you can't always get what you want.
Right. That's a great song for him.
He's like, you know what? You get what you need.
Exactly. And here I am.
And this country, more than ever, needs President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that we have a show here right on Compound Media. So for your price of your subscription, you do get it. Now, we don't get paid to do that show. We do it out of the sheer love.
Free.
myself, Kevin Downey Jr., and Ryan Katz Rivera. This, the I guess it's coming on Thursdays at 8.
Nice.
Thursdays at 8, Trump and CrimeReport.nyc. We have a show now that gives the liberal perspective, too.
Heard about that.
It's called Too Woke to Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that show is, I'm trying to get it on iTunes, but
Not really going.
Well, I don't know, but I haven't heard back, so we'll see. But,
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
It's in process. Yeah, it's a show that gives the liberal perspective. We start with the liberal ideas, and we follow them to their logical conclusion.
Right.
Which is a very illogical thing.
It always works.
It's a great trip down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I just edited the next episode. It's 47 minutes, and it's so fast. And so
it goes by like that.
It's really, and you'll hear blasphemous things, because they're a blasphemous group of people.
They really are.
So in presenting their point of view, you will say things that you would never otherwise say.
Be prepared.
Things such as, Americans got so butthurt over 9/11. Stuff like that, you know.
That's factual statement.
That's the kind of thing you'll
hear.
What
they really actually believe.
That's some BLM shit.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. And, so we praise BLM, we praise, you know, we start listing off great rappers or great, you know, like Aretha Franklin and Quincy Jones, Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell.
Beetle Bailey, you know.
Best.
you'll enjoy that show. But it's like, it's coming up. So just get ready to subscribe. Thanks for being here, Thomas Palladino.
Thank you.
And thanks, Drew. We didn't get to very much videos and stuff. We'll get to that next week.
That's all right. It makes my day easier.
That's what counts.
Peter didn't even have to show up. But he's here. Yeah. Hey, Peter. How are you?
Hey.
It was a rerun, hey.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Hey, did you get that recording at the Doobie Brothers concert? I forgot it got confiscated by the police. Andrea.
Doobie Brothers.
Took me out for pizza last night.
She did?
Yes. Yeah. Paid for it and everything.
Of course.
Where?
John's Pizzeria, and I'm not being paid to say that.
Oh.
Do we have a caller? Let's take it. This is going to be a mistake.
Probably.
Pat, Zach, how are you?
Oh, hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was wondering if you'd seen that story about the gay Taiwanese Buddhist monk who got busted for having gay sex orgies in the tape leak.
I think he walked into a bar, right? Jesus Christ. Leaked sex tape shows Taiwanese Buddhist master having drug-fueled gay orgy with other... Well, yeah, this is a subgenre on Pornhub. And because, no, I have not seen this. Is this worth watching, Zach? Is that what you're telling us? Should we close with this?
I found it pretty entertaining. It turns out the guy used to be the head of the Buddhist Youth League. So I think he probably dipped into the goods. His name is Kai Hong.
Kai Hong.
That's his porn name.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, he has one of those names that you can say while you have a dick in your mouth. I think Kai Hong. That's New York City Crime Report correspondent Zach Wynn.
Oh, there
Thank
he
you,
is.
Zach.
Oh no.
Have a good one.
Oh,
that clears it up.
Now we know what's happening.
It's your
jaw.
Oh.
Look at the tiny headed pedant.
Oh, no.
后来开恩法师就在十辆黑头车和数十位信徒簇拥下搬到苗栗的崇佛寺。
You don't want to miss an exciting video clip like this. This could be talking about literally anything.
Literally.
Graphic content if you speak this. Why would anybody have a language that's so fucked up?
How do they even write? You know how long it must take to write that by hand?
A very, very long time. They have 700 characters in their alphabet.
Wait, one of their characters is a minus sign? Isn't that like cheating?
Yeah. Like Patrice O'Neill said, House.
Oh, see, he's meth.
Is that how they censor stuff with more fucking characters?
Yeah.
God damn.
That says,
beware.
You can't look at this right now.
If we could understand them, we'd know what happens.
I have no idea why we were compelled to watch this video. Is there something to this story that sets it up? What goes on in this? And where? This was in
Taiwan? Yeah. I think he said that he just thought you might like the story.
Please, read a little of the story. I don't have it in front of me right now.
Doro no kawani tsukata jinsemo waru kawarane.
Now we know.
I'm pretty sure that this one is going to skate by without being covered by Safe Space or Anthony Cumia in the next week.
I don't think so.
We probably will be able to...
exclusive here.
Do it next
report
week.
Exclusive.
Maybe we'll read that one over and say, yeah.
Make sure
Thank
it's
you
okay.
very much. Zach he sends a lot of stuff, but he has something we used to call a Dwight York syndrome. Dwight York is a comedian, and he would do his jokes. He had many very good jokes, and he had some jokes that were just like a bad pun that didn't make it. And he would do those every time he was on stage. He would do his good jokes every time he did everything. He could not tell the difference between his good jokes and his bad jokes. Dwight York syndrome.
There it is.
That's what I think Zach has with stories. It's a little Dwight York syndrome.
Right, so he
doesn't know the incredible one. I mean, look, we could make something out of it, I guess.
Sure.
How about we have a crime report? We have one that's in Florida, or a couple of those, and we have some that are in, we'll focus on a certain thing. Maybe we focus on Taiwan. Maybe focus on China. Maybe focus on India. We did an India episode.
India
is a good one. We need to do another India. Yeah. You know what? Next week, we're doing India. Take that, everybody.
Do we know any Indians to be actually on the show?
Thank you to President Trump for being here. Jason Scoop also appeared. Thank you. Wait, who's that on the couch?
Oh, look who it is. It's Elizabeth.
Look at that. Elizabeth Palladino showed up. Thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do the show. And let's see. You can just put that in your dick hole.